Harriet Tubman was really brave. She went back and helped other people escape from slavery.
She was an amazing example of a believer in Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. You know, over 100 years ago, a Christian woman named Harriet Tubman helped to free hundreds of people from slavery. But did you know that you were once a slave? To sin. This is what Jesus had to say about it in John chapter 8. He said, "Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Our story today is entitled, Underground Railroad. "Hi, Rosetta," said Mom as she set a bag of groceries on the counter. "Lots of homework today?" Rosetta looked up from the books and papers scattered across the table. "Yeah, I have a report due on Tuesday." "Oh, on what?" asked Mom as she started putting food in the refrigerator. "Harriet Tubman. She was a slave who escaped to freedom on the Underground Railroad. After she made it to freedom herself, she went back to help others escape slavery. If she had been caught, she would have been enslaved again." "Wow," said Mom. "That's pretty brave."
"Yeah." Rosetta leaned back in her chair.
"I don't think I could ever be that brave. If I had escaped slavery and was able to make it to freedom, I'd want to stay there. I don't think I'd risk going back for people I didn't even know."
Mom was quiet for a moment. "Well, I sure am glad someone was willing to rescue me from slavery," she said.
"What?" Rosetta straightened up. "What are you talking about?"
"You and I, along with every other person, were born into a different kind of slavery," Mom explained. "We weren't enslaved to a human master like Harriet Tubman, but the Bible tells us that everyone is born into bondage to sin. We can't escape sin on our own, so Jesus came to earth to rescue us. He became human himself and died for our sins so we could be free."
"Oh," said Rosetta, "right. And now that we've been freed by Jesus, we can help point others to the freedom they can have in him too," Mom said. "But unlike Harriet Tubman, we don't ever have to worry about being enslaved again. Once Jesus frees us from sin, we're free forever."
"But pointing others to Jesus isn't quite like what Harriet Tubman did, is it?" Rosetta asked. "It's not as scary and dangerous as going to a place where you could be captured and enslaved."
"Well, it's not against the law to tell people about Jesus where we live, so it's probably less dangerous than in other places in the world. But it can still be scary. That's why we need to trust God to give us the strength and courage we need to boldly tell others about Jesus."
So, how about you? Are you doing what you can to help others know about the freedom they can have in Christ? It can be scary when someone might make fun of you. It can even be dangerous if you live in a part of the world where it's illegal to be a Christian or to tell others about Jesus. But God promises to help you. Jesus loves us so much that he left heaven and came to rescue us from sin. He will give you courage so you can boldly tell others about him. Our key verse is found in Acts chapter 4, verse 29.
"Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness."
And our key thought, point others to freedom in Christ.
Would you like to get Keys for Kids in the mail for free? When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months. Ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.